Nancy Grossman Samuel, Another Chance. She never expected anything really good to happen, so when she was reimbursed for the money she'd lent to her ex-husband years and years ago, she thought maybe the tide had turned. Gloria was just not able to handle so much good and thought that the other shoe must drop at some point. So as fate or her belief system would have it, she stepped into the middle of a road to push a small child aside, which she did, saving the little girl's life, but ending her own. The next thing she knew, she was sitting next to her grandmother, the dearest person she'd ever met. Her grandmother had passed away when Gloria was 12, and she was now, she had no idea what or how old or how long anything had been going on now. Her grandmother smiled at her with a glow that filled her with warmth and contentment. Gran put her arm around Gloria, and Gloria's head fell naturally on her shoulder. "That was a noble thing you did down there, saving that little girl, but it really wasn't your job." Gloria lifted her head and looked confusedly at her grandmother. "But someone would have. We call what you did an upper limit problem. Well, we call it that because Gay Hendricks coined it in a book he wrote on Earth called The Big Leap. You read it, you know that book." Gloria shrugged her shoulders. "I'm happy here. I'm happy to see you again. And I'm happy to see you, but I've been seeing you for your entire life. I've never been apart from you. I watched you and I whispered to you, as did your father and Uncle John and your great-great-grandmother Matilda. I never met Matilda. I've seen pictures of her though. You'll see her later. She's off doing something or other right now. Plus, I wanted some alone time with you. I'm feeling quite good right now. I actually feel like I have everything I've ever wanted, that my life was fine as it was. Why would I feel that way? I see all the things I messed up. Why, how could I feel so good about everything now? Because, my dear, everything is just an opportunity, and if you don't take it there, you've already taken it in spirit, and so it's done. So when you get here, everything is done, everything is fine, everything is good. Is that why I feel like I want to go back and do it again?" Grandma laughed and gently put her hand on her granddaughter's cheeks. Her glowing eyes smiled brightly, and Gloria saw that her grandmother had been her child and her best friend and her father and her husband. That shocked her, but she realized that there was a continuum of relationships that she'd had with this woman she called Grandma this last time. Gloria began to laugh and laugh and laugh, and when she woke up, she was in a hospital bed surrounded by the most beautiful people she'd ever seen in her life. One of the women cried out and hollered to no one in particular, "She's awake! She woke up!" She smiled at Gloria, and a few others who had been in the hallway came in. Gloria smiled as she recognized them from so many times and so many places, and in her head she heard a whisper, "Have fun this time, granddaughter. You have another chance." From the head